How to abide and bond with God. So when I was getting ready for this message, the bottom line is the Lord says people need to get closer to me. Now, a bond is something that's very, very interesting. It's not a financial instrument we're talking about here. It's not a British spy. It's a connection between people or God. Now, if you look back at people that you've bonded with in the past, like spouses should bond together. They know each other. They're so comfortable, and they can trust each other. They know what they can do. A lot of warriors will bond. My father, of course, was in the Pacific Theater. I remember one time we met a guy outside a church who was from the European Theater. But because they were both from the war, they bonded. They had instant connection together, which made them bond. There's something special there that connected them. Now, I often tell the story, if I go back to Illinois and I'm challenged to get stuck in a snowstorm 30 miles outside of town, there are 30 people I could call that would be there to take care of me. The first one I get a hold of would jump in the car or truck where they have and come out and take care of the situation. The other 29 would be upset that they didn't get called first, okay? But that's because we have such a bond. We did things together. We knew each other well. We worked on different programs together, things like that, and their bond developed much more than just a passing friend. So the concept here is to bond with God closer than you bonded with anybody on earth before. If you never bonded with anybody on earth, then this is really important for you to bond with God as we go through this. Now, abide and bond are basically synonyms. And abide is the verse in the Bible, but not many people know what abide means today. So we're going to use the word bond more often because that's what we're going for, is this connection to God and how to get closer to Him. Now, you abide and bond with God by not being busy. Of course, we all know busy is being under Satan's yoke. I'm honored to coin that phrase about 2010, I guess it was, and I brought it here to ABC, and we've used it ever since. And that's what Satan wants to do. He wants to keep you busy. Because if you're busy, you won't spend time with God. Now, how do people bond together? They do things together. They spend time together, okay? Now, distractions cause Christians to be distanced from God. James 4:4. Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. 1 John 2:15-17. Do not love the world or the things of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, but he who does the will of God abides forever, okay? Now, number three, focus on abiding and bonding closer to God to overcome these challenges. Now, those challenges you have, any challenge you have, will be overridden because of your bond with God. Isaiah 26:3, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Okay? We trust God completely, totally, with everything. And why not? He's our creator. He's going to take care of us. Okay? Colossians 3:2, set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. Okay? As we focus on God, things of the earth will naturally line up and be taken care of. Psalms 1:1-3, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. I'm going to repeat that. In his law, he meditates day and night. We pray throughout the day, before we go to bed, first thing in the morning, so we can hear God's voice better. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he says, whatever he does, shall prosper. Now, most of us believe we're in the end times. I don't know anybody who does not believe the world is getting more evil, whether they believe it's the end times or not. But these words with God don't change just because we get into Revelation. These words of God go through as we go through whatever challenges are coming ahead, okay? So, we will be like a tree planted with rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever we do will prosper. Okay? I want you to keep that in mind. That's very, very important going forward here. Abide and bond successfully. A bond with family, good friends, coworkers is an important part of your life. And I was honored and blessed. I grew up in a very big Italian family. I bonded with a lot of my cousins. And there was a special family thing that was there. It was very good. So I can really appreciate this. A bond is achieved by spending quality time with the people. Now, how do I want to phrase this? The people at ABC, we care for each other, even if we can't see each other. You know, the staff makes calls regularly to everybody out there to touch base, to see how you're doing, to bond with you, to make sure you know that bond with us is here for you, for whatever you need. We are here. That's what our purpose is here, to do God's work. We are here for you, so don't forget that. So we will spend time with you. It was just a few minutes here or there. And what's neat about somebody you have a bond with, if you haven't seen them for 25, 30 years, and you reconnect with that person, it's like you've never been apart. Okay? A bond means you have a reciprocal relationship. They can trust me. I can trust them. They know that if they were stuck in a snowstorm 30 miles outside of town, I would go get them, which I've done for people, by the way. A bond means you're assured you can count on that person. When you're having a challenge and you need something done, that person is the person you can go to be there with you. Now, who better to go to than God, who knows everything about you and everything about the world, everything's coming to pass. Number five, abide and bond with God even closer than the bonds you have now. God is the most important thing in the universe. As much as I love people, as much as I love my family, God is the most important, and we try to bond with him more and more, get closer to God. Okay, Galatians 4, 5-6. We might receive the adoption as sons, and because you are sons, God has sent forth his spirit of a son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Now, we're adopted, okay? And I have a couple cousins that are adopted. They are fantastic people. There was never a problem if they weren't blood because they were adopting the family. We took them just as though they were regular cousins. And I'll never forget one time we were on the playground and one of the kids was giving my cousin Freddie a hard time about being adopted. He said, hey, look, my parents chose me. Yours were stuck with you. But the point is God has chosen us and we choose him and we're adopted with him. And that's going to create a bond that will make us even closer and stronger as we go through these challenging times. Okay? 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. Proverbs 18:24. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother, and that's Jesus. Now, when you think about somebody doing something for you, and being there when you needed him, that's Jesus. To go to the cross, to endure all that punishment and all that pain, even though he was sin-free for you, because he loved you. That's a bond that he's put out there for you. And it's our choice to accept or reject it. And those who've chosen to accept it, we have a bond with Jesus that's utterly fantastic. Okay? Always remember, Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's a bonded friend. They're always there for you whenever you need it. They're there. God is there for us. I'm going to reiterate this. We're going through some evil, challenging times. We are in the beginning of a very big crisis in this world. It's going to get worse. You've seen the grocery store prices lately. You've seen what they've done to a lot of things. You know, there's a scarcity of eggs right now. I don't understand why, but there is. There's many problems coming on this world that are being pushed upon by Satan to cause more problems because he likes problems. But our answer is if we're bonded with Jesus, we'll always know how to take care of everything we need. Okay? B, abide and bond with God to bring powerful rewards. John 8:31-32. If you abide, bond in God's word, You are truly his disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If you know the truth about everything that's going on, you know how to make the right decisions with the leading of the Holy Spirit. 1 John 3:24. Now he who keeps his commandments abides and bonds in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, and by the Spirit whom he has given us. Okay. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Now, many people want the benefits without the obligations. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. If you're seeking God and his kingdom, and if everything you're doing is blessing his kingdom, then everything will be added to you. If somebody wants to get healed, they can go out and do evil things, they're not going to get blessed. If someone wants to make a bunch of money for themselves, they're not going to be blessed by God. They might get blessed by Satan, but not going to get blessed by God. God blesses those who put his kingdom first. If he doesn't, he'd be a liar. And if he's a liar, then he wouldn't be God. So therefore, we must seek the kingdom of God first. Okay? Now, the wealth transfer will come to those who abide and bond with God. Now, I'm going to say this right now. God's not going to throw a bunch of money at everybody. If you aren't bound with God, and if you can't handle what he's going to give you, he's not going to give it to you. He's not going to cause destruction to anybody. But the wealth transfer is coming, but it's to be used for his kingdom. It doesn't mean you don't get to use some nice things. It doesn't mean you don't get some benefits out of it. But if you're not bonded with God, hearing him how to use it, he's not going to let you do it. Think of it as a father who has a child who just got his driver's license. He's not going to go out and give that child a high-speed Ferrari the child doesn't know how to control, because the child may kill himself, right? But he will give him a car that he can handle. So you need to develop yourself where you can handle the wealth transfer so God can bless you with it. Okay? Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters. He will hate one or love the other, or else he'll be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, which is riches. Okay? Proverbs 13:22, Amplified Classic. A good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner, finds its way eventually to the hands of the just, righteous, for whom it was laid up. Okay? Now, by the way, this is to the hands of the just and righteous. Now, you go back up to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's how you inherit the wealth transfer. If you're not righteous, you're not going to receive it. Psalms 5:12, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, and you will surround him as a shield. The righteous. Are you being righteous in everything you do? Is there anything you need to clean up in your life? Anything that's a challenge that you need to help with? Okay? Let us know. We'll help you with it. That's what we're here for. Okay? Psalm 34:15, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. There's the righteous again. And his ears are open to their cry. So if you're not righteous, God's not going to hear your cry. We need to get ourselves more and more righteous. And the more righteous we are, the closer we are to God. And the closer we are to God, the more he hears our cry. Matthew 6:6. But when you pray, you go into your room, when you shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Okay. Matthew 6:33. But seek, aim high, strive after. This is amplified again. First, all his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, then all these things taken together will be given to you. Now, I'm stressing this righteousness because a lot of people have been complacent. There's no more room for complacency. There's no time for it. Okay? We must challenge ourselves to get closer to God. And whatever is not of God that's in our lives, we must get it out. We must go totally submitted to the Lord, completely 100%. Because that's how we're going to hear his voice at all times and be led through these challenging times coming. Okay? Now let's look at some of the Bible patriarchs who abided and bonded with God. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph of Egypt, King David, and Solomon. Now, King David was called a man with a heart after God. And he wasn't perfect. But he had his heart always after God, even when he made mistakes. Okay? So, yes, we're going to make mistakes, but is our heart right? Is our heart pursuing the godly righteousness? Okay? Now, Solomon's bonding with God resulted in being blessed with godly wisdom. Now, I was researching a little while back. It is estimated that Solomon's net worth at the height of his kingdomship was $2,200,000,000 in today's valuations. That means he could lose the $2 trillion and still be the richest man in the world. That's how much he was blessed by God on a financial basis alone. Okay? Think about that. The richest man in the world is somewhere between 10 and 20 times poorer than Solomon was. Now, let's look at this a little bit. God replied to Solomon after Solomon asked for wisdom. And the reason Solomon asked for wisdom, I get that. Because this was in your heart. You have not asked for riches, possessions, honor, glory, or life of your foes, or for long life for himself. You asked for wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may rule and judge my people over whom I have made you king. Solomon was not rewarded because he asked for wisdom, which many people think about it. He was asked for wisdom how to build the kingdom of God, how to take care of the kingdom of God. Everybody drops off parts of the verses where they don't see what they want to see. Asking for wisdom is not going to do you any good if you're not going to use it to build the kingdom of God. If you get wisdom to build the kingdom of God, and you start building the kingdom of God, then everything else gets added to you. Kingdom of God is first, and that's how you show God that you're with him. Now, see, how to abide and bond with God. Now, Pastor Karen and I have been teaching on Wednesday nights to the Overcomers Club on Zoom how to learn to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit better. This is the key to be able to abide and bond with God. Overcomers Club group practice was being taught and have direct interaction with us to learn how to overcome every challenge in their lives. The testimonies have been awesome. It's been so amazing that I feel led to share with the entire congregation today. Step one, spend quality time with God by setting a daily appointment time with God. Okay? That is your priority. That is the number one thing you do. Now, Pastor Karen and I get up at 3:30 in the morning so we can spend our time with God. Sometimes half an hour, sometimes an hour and a half. One time was 2.5 to 3 hours. We don't know. It just got so busy. But the point is this here. We set a time to meet with God, and we keep that appointment. God has blessed us exponentially since that's been happening. Okay? Now, I'm not saying you got to get up at 3:30 in the morning. You ask God what time to get up for you, what time you need to do it. Okay? Number two, get into a prayer mode where you be uninterrupted. Turn off your phone, cell phone, computer, whatever it is. There are no distractions. In fact, Jesus did this. Luke 5:16, Jesus would often slip away into the wilderness and pray. Jesus went off by himself to pray. He didn't want any distractions. He knew. This is Jesus, the Son of God. He knew he had to be alone with the Father. He knew he had to get his instructions on a daily basis. Well, if Jesus knew he had to get his instructions on a daily basis, don't you think we should go to God and get our instructions on a daily basis? Right? Okay. Now, there's a movie out, well, several years old now. It's called War Room. It's about this woman that's having family problems and all kinds of challenges, and she meets an older lady who tells her how to set up a room in her room, in her home, to pray. So she goes to her closet, cleans everything out, and that becomes her war room. But she's in there by herself where she can pray, hear God, no distractions, okay? We need that. The world is way too full of distractions now. Every time you turn on, there's a TV or something on or some show or something somewhere. But you need quiet time where you can hear God's voice. Set yourself up a place for your appointment time, okay? Now, the first thing you do is CRB, deal with unaware sins, and reestablish the kingdom of God, okay? Now, if you're or healing school, three groups. Now, worship with very anointing music for 15 to 30 minutes or more. Let the anointing build for you. Let the anointing build. Praise the Lord, because God inhabits the praises of his people. We suggest you sing it to the Lord with your hands raised up to heaven and your eyes closed, just like this. Just praise you, Lord Jesus. Worship and glorify your name. Anointing, fall on me. You get the picture. Let your praise be heard by God. Now, fortunately, God says make a joyful noise. He doesn't say sing good. So don't worry about that, okay? Now, affirm out loud Acts 22:14-15. Now, this is an affirmation that my wife Karen and I have been praying for years. He seeks godly wisdom to guide us. We hear the voice of the Holy Spirit so much clearer and more accurately. In fact, last week, Karen was praying. She was told to call somebody. And when she called that person, there was a serious medical challenge that the person needed help with because she heard the voice of the Holy Spirit. That person got blessed. Okay? It's easier to discern the thoughts are my own thoughts and which the devil printed me a good thought, which the wolf dressed in sheep's clothing, and which is truly the voice of the Holy Spirit. We need to be able to differentiate that. Okay. Now, I've been blessed and honored, and I humbly say this, that Jesus appeared to me with eyes open and open vision. This extremely high form of vision. He told me very important things that were profound. It was an honor that he came to my home to speak to me and bless me. My words can't even express that divine experience. I'm very honored by that. Everyone who teaches to hear God's voice, to abide in bond with God, usually has a lot of success. We've had some amazing breakthroughs in healing, relationships, and finances. I would like to share some testimonies of those of the Overcomers Club on Wednesdays. One overcomer practicing what Pastor Karen and I have been teaching has had Jesus visit her two times to tell her very profound answers that she really needed to hear. Many others, the Overcomers Club, heard the voice of the Holy Spirit for the first time and heard him give exact guidance what they were asking for. I got to tell you, when you see somebody really hears the Holy Spirit for the first time, their whole countenance changes. It's so exciting. Yeah, when they feel that first download, it's like, wow. It's so refreshing and enlightening, and their eyes light up. It's amazing to see that. Some have gotten incredible manifestation of healing. They've been standing in faith for and by abiding and bonding with God more and using these recommendations I'm teaching you today. So they prepare for the end times without fear, but overcome every challenge to come with boldness, faith, patience, dominion, power to live and remain as part of the glorious church. Now I want you to think about that for a second. Every challenge with boldness, faith, and patience. When an attack comes on you, and you know how to handle it, there's no fear. Okay? I was taught by my father how to drive very well. When I was 15, he took me to a deserted parking lot in February so I could practice back in Illinois on the ice how to handle a car on ice. We got into skids, got out of skids. We worked on it. This is like 2 o'clock in the morning. There was nobody around. It was a huge, empty parking lot. So when I got my driver's license 16 in December, the first time I was driving, I hit a patch of ice. There was no fear. I knew how to handle it. I had complete confidence in what to do. I didn't think about it, didn't panic. I just knew exactly how to turn the car, to take it out of the slide, and get it back on the road where it needed to be. When you're with the Holy Spirit, and you know he's teaching you what to do, you'll have that confidence going forward no matter what the challenge is in your life, be it medical, be it financial, be it marital, emotional, whatever it is, because you know the Holy Spirit is going to teach you the correct thing to do. So that's part of abiding with God. So I'm going to invite you to repeat Acts 22:14-15 affirmation with me. So, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
According to Acts
22:14-15.
I praise you.
I praise you.
Lord, that you are the God of my forefathers.
You have destined
and appointed me to know your will, to perceive, to recognize more strongly and clearly, and to become better and more intimately acquainted with your will, and to see you, the righteous one, Jesus Christ, my Messiah, and to hear a voice from your own mouth and a message from your own lips every day, continually. I'm going to repeat that, continually. And in the name of Jesus, I am your witness unto all people of everything that I see and hear, that you, Holy Spirit, teach me. Amen. So as you repeat this prayer, this affirmation, you're asking the Lord to speak directly to you so you can hear him. Now, the Holy Spirit led me to affirm this expanded affirmation that has been a tremendous blessing to have greater success with my mind because I have the mind of Christ. So I invite you to repeat me this with me. In the name of Jesus, according to 1 Corinthians 2:16, I have the mind of Christ. I can focus perfectly. I have perfect memory and recall. My mind, brain and body function perfectly. And I make perfect decisions because I hear the voice of my God clearly from my Heavenly Father, Jesus my Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit my guide. If you're hearing God's voice, you go forward no matter what you have to do with boldness, confidence, and without fear. Now, that's because of anything else. Just being quiet at the feet of Jesus in glad expectation to hear a word from Jesus, like Martha's sister Mary did. I call this Mary tongues, because Martha tongues is speaking tongues while doing other stuff simultaneously. So if I'm washing dishes, praying in tongues, that's fine. If I'm doing something other, praying in tongues, that's fine. But that half hour or an hour, nothing on me, and that is where real power is in. It's where you really start to feel it, and that's where you really start to feel change in you to get where you need to go. Okay? I recommend you work up to a minimum of an hour. Now maintain an anointed worship song on low volume while saying your Acts 22:14-15 affirmation to maintain an anointed atmosphere. You know, when that anointing song is playing, demons don't like it. They don't like the anointing of God. They turn away from it as much as somebody who comes out of darkness hits a bright light and has to turn away from it. Okay? They don't like that. Now here's the challenging part for a lot of people. Stay quiet. At this point, you don't worship, sing, pray, affirm, or speak in tongues. Don't say anything. Just let your mind and ears be open to hear the voice of God. Because this is what you're waiting. Lord, what do you want me to do today? And then patiently wait. And you'll know that you know that you know it's him. The more you spend time with him, the more you know it's his voice. And you'll know how to follow on. I do recommend you have a prayer notebook or paper ready. Some of you use phones or computers. I get that. But write down the communication you received from the Holy Spirit, Jesus, or the Heavenly Father. It may be a thought, maybe a picture pops in your mind, or a brief video. But a strong sense in your spirit or a vision you see with your eyes closed, or a vision you see with your eyes open is an open vision. Step 10, learn to inquire the Holy Spirit and ask him about everything you should do. It begins from the time you awaken, including every detail. Before I get on the road, I ask him, what route should I take, Lord? I don't assume that the route I normally go is open. It may not be. I ask him what clothes I should wear. I ask him what and who should cook for dinner. What do you want me to do? I'm going to hear his voice more. If I hear his voice in the little things, then I know I'll be able to hear his voice in the big things. Because when the calamity comes, when the challenges come, you're being hit by all sides by the enemy. And trust me, the devil's going to attack each and every one of us. You better focus on the communication that you need from the Lord. Now, there was a Christian man. He was Catholic, actually. He married a female minister, ordained. And she evangelized in different countries. Now, she was filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, spoke in tongues, but he did not. He attended a different church than his wife, and it would have been a form of sin if he had rejected the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues because he was not accepting God's gift to equip him for a spiritual warfare and never hear God's voice clearly. And as a result, he made many mistakes, had many defeats, and many challenges. Finally, that man humbled himself, became wise, and asked the Lord for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, was blessed to speak in tongues. It was life-changing. His life turned around 80 degrees. He's now continuing to live by the Holy Spirit, as successful and as guided by the Lord. And this is my story. I grew up Catholic. I didn't think tongues were necessary. But the more I got into this relationship with Karen, then I realized she was far ahead of me in a lot of areas, and I wanted to catch up. So I've seen the difference speaking in tongues has made in my life, and I love the Lord all so much for it, and I want to see each of you grow to the next level God has wants you to be. Now, number 12, Acts 2, 1-8, and 11-21. We're going to talk about tongues here for a little bit. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing of a mighty wind. It filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. They were dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused because they heard them speak in their own language. They're all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, how is it that we hear, each in our own language which we were born? We are then speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. Others mocking said, they are full of new wine. But Peter, I like Peter, he's always bold, standing up with 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, my God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Young men shall see vision. Old men shall see dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire, vapor, smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood. Before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord, it shall come to pass, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, they are drunk. Others are going to mock you. You must be prepared for that. And the devil may put thoughts in your mind that it's not right for you. And I've heard people say, well, that died out with the apostles. Well, when I was Catholic, I kind of thought that too. But I've seen the change in my life. I've seen change of a lot of people's lives that's acting in life today. And if you read this part right here, the sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great, awesome day of the Lord. Isn't that now? Isn't this verse right here speaking about right now, today? Therefore, this verse says that tongues are applicable today. Right here. And shall come to pass, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Okay. Now, as most of you know, I like military history. And you look at the jets of today. You know, they're armed with machine guns and multiple missiles. Each one can do something different. Some are designed for land targets. Some are designed for anti-air targets. They have different kinds of air defenses. So if an enemy fires them, the missile goes to another way. And not speaking in tongues means you're not skilled in the most advanced equipment needed for your spiritual warfare. It's like jumping the airplane with no missiles and going into battle with just machine guns. You're probably not going to have a good outcome. You're using a weapon that's basically designed for World War II, not for today's advanced technology. Do you want that, or do you want the best weapon going forward as we go in these harder times? Trust me on this. Satan knows every weakness we have. He knows how to exploit them. And you're going to need every weapon that you can put at your disposal to defeat him and keep him off of you as we go through these challenging times. And if you're not trained for it, it's your own fault. We're given the opportunity to get this done. Now, if anybody out there doesn't speak in tongues and has a challenge with it, you call us and let us know. We've gotten people speaking in tongues over the phone. It takes about 15 minutes. The results are fantastic. About 3 months ago, I guess it was, my spiritual language changed. It went into an oriental flavor. And I was speaking in tongues, and Pastor Joshua made a comment that I was speaking Chinese. I didn't know that. You know. And then one day, when Karen and I were really, and Deborah were really in intercession for the services, it shifted to a Japanese connotation. In that shift, because I don't know what I'm doing, I'm just letting the Holy Spirit lead me and guide me. But since that change, we've had breakthrough upon breakthrough upon breakthrough, and things have been holding us back for years. Now, here's my point. Whether you believe the end times are coming or not, harder times are coming. You're going to need the breakthroughs. You don't have time to do it the old-fashioned way. You don't have time to take a horse and buggy across, or a wagon across the United States to go to the West. You need to get on an airplane and fly there and get there. Boom, you're there. Time is becoming short. You need the most advanced capabilities you can have. You need to be trained in them. And this is, speaking the Spirit is one of the main things. Now, tongues is one of the most effective communication with God. It's the main thing that says in the Bible. We get edified or stronger by using it, as it says in Jude 1:20. And when we do not know how to pray, we must rely on the Holy Spirit to guide us in tongues, like it says in Romans 8:26. In emergencies, it's not a good idea to pray ineffectively, because Hosea 4:6 says that God's people perish for a lack of knowledge. Accurate prayers use the Word of God when you know what to pray for. Otherwise, praying in tongues guarantees the Holy Spirit is using you to pray the correct things you aren't aware of yet, but He knows exactly what to pray. Would you rather have a radio communicate with the airport tower and the radar room, or a messenger pigeon flying between you and them? Okay. Now, Apostle Joshua recommended a book yesterday. I was talking to him, Like a Mighty Wind by Mel Tari, who was a missionary used by God to bring about tremendous revival in the Muslim country of Indonesia that started in 1965 in a small town on a little-known island of Timor and the surrounding islands, proclaiming the gospel, healing the sick, raising the dead. I read some of it last night and was amazed. Many Christians were being beheaded for their faith, and one man who was beheaded, the spirit-filled, tongue-talking Christian, put the head back on the body, God supernaturally reattached the head, and the man was raised up from the dead and whole. Now, regardless, Mel believed the scripture in John 14:12 that says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father." We are to do greater things than Jesus. This is Jesus' decree to us. Jesus told us we're supposed to do that. Now, my Bible says that the Mount of Miracles, Jesus said they couldn't fill in every library in the world. He raised countless people from the dead. We don't know exactly, or if you were mentioned in the Bible, we don't know how many came up from the dead. But how many were cleared of leprosy? How many other people were healed of things? How many more miracles did he do time and time and time and time again? Feeding thousands, which is a few pieces of bread and fish. Miracles. You're going to need this kind of power coming in these challenging times. You will need this challenge. Jesus got it because he went to the Father, got his directions, and learned how to do this. Okay? Miltari stressed that God's Spirit brings down the power, but the love and discipline, as it says in 1 Timothy 1:7, when the Holy Spirit is truly in control, there is balance and there is order. God told Mel to minister to the Gentiles, like it says in Romans 15. It was mentioned when the Holy Spirit came into the church like a mighty wind. People were falling down on the ground and slaying the Spirit when they started praying in tongues. The power of God was like a fire in the church, and miracle signs and wonders happened. It was so apparent that fire trucks were called. Mel exemplified the Spirit-filled, Spirit-controlled life as a humble, obedient servant of God with deep devotion to our Lord, ministered love and joy that transformed lives wherever he went. God also provided miraculous provision for him because he would always answer everyone, "The Lord will supply everything I have need of. He has promised me," and God did. There are now more than 100,000 churches as a result of Mel's work for God in Indonesia, and still doubling every year to this day. Mel Torrey, example of truly a man of God who knew how to abide and bond with God. Jesus abided and bonded with God, the Heavenly Father. John 5:19. Well, Jesus answered them, saying, "I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, the Son is able to do nothing of himself, of his own accord. He is able only to do that which he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does is what the Son does in the same way." Now, if Jesus can't do anything without the Father, what makes anybody think that they can do something without the Father? I mean, I know I fought this for years. I had a challenge of pride. But you know what? The more I come to realize it, I just go to God. God, humbly, I lead me and direct me in everything that I do. And you know what? My mistakes are getting fewer and fewer and far between. So I encourage you. Mark 1:35. "Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he," being Jesus, "went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed." Luke 5:16. "So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed." Here's the answer. Spend some time with God. Find your solitary place. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Let him lead you and guide you in everything that you do. And give him control to lead you. Put your pride down. I know that's not easy for a lot of us. Put your pride down. Follow his lead. He will never, ever steer you wrong. In fact, it'd be amazing how many times he'll do something that you think is wrong and turns out even more right than you could possibly imagine. As we've been developing the Overcomers Club, God has really been having me push the envelope on a lot of issues. I'm going to push the envelope a lot on speaking in tongues and other things. If anybody's a naysayer out there and doesn't agree with what I say, you bring me chapter and verse in the Bible that shows me where I'm wrong. Don't come and say you're wrong because of this, that. You show me chapter and verse in the Bible. I've just shown you chapter and verse to support everything I've had to say here. And then I do at Overcomer Clubs, I back up with chapter and verse. Now, if you show me something that's wrong, I'll listen to you. And I'll come and publicly apologize. I made a mistake. But I'm saying right now, with as much research as I'm doing on this, I believe everything we're doing is correct and under the guides of God. You're going to see a lot of changes in the world. And we're going to have to push in hard and push through these challenges. You're going to need the Holy Spirit to do it. So if you don't like what I say, show me where I'm wrong. I challenge you to do that. If not, I expect you to respect what we're saying here at ABC is true. Amen? So that being said, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for all you've done for us. We bless this day today. We bless everybody here that they learn to hear your voice better, more consistently, throughout the entire day, continuously, Lord. And for those who want to follow you, Lord, let them receive this message, Set up their private time with you, Lord. It may only be 15 minutes to start, but let them start. Let them know your presence, Lord. Hear your voice continually, never ending, never ceasing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. I really got encouraged and more inspired to abide and bond more with God like Jesus did, and with other patriarchs and how they did it. And even Mel Torrey's story, that was new for me. Amazing, amazing stuff that we should be doing on a daily basis when we abide more and bond more with God. So God, I just thank you for helping each of us to abide more with you, to bond more with you. Help us, Lord God. We want more of you. We want to be so close to you, Lord God. And we cry out to you today to pour out more of your anointing upon us. Help us, Lord, to hear your voice so much more clearly. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, so that we overcome every single challenge. The Holy Spirit helps us to overcome every past, present, and future challenge in Jesus' name. We want to be equipped with everything that you have for us, Lord God. Oh, pour out your Spirit upon us like you've never poured out before in Jesus' name. Oh, let's pray in tongues together. Jesus, Jesus, visit us. Holy Spirit, speak to us so clearly, clearer than we've ever heard you before. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, so kuniana mahatun de kishe de diano noho. Moho si kiriano no kuniani de sho mahando no kodi de. Bahasonikiana hati de no no no. Raise your hands to the Lord. Close your eyes. Just be alone with him in your thoughts. He wants to speak to you today. He wants to give you a special touch today. He wants to help you today, lead you and guide you today. So kuria de shiki o no no ho tu tu ku shiki a mo ho ne ne shiri. I kisi o no no ho kuria maha sho. De seki ri o no ho ku te ri. Di siki o no no ho mra ha shiki o. O ne me he su nu je he tu na ha tu ku ti ji je de de. Mo ho na ha ka di tu te ki ni o no ho mo 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 ho. Ziki ri a ra 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 shana. Oh, sikiri ono no ho, sikiri anana maha no no kurri di 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 di. Bosongo ni amaha so kuri re re shikiri ono no ho se re. Boho so kuri a re 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 shadara. Boho re 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 shikiri a ra 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 shatara ha sakari re re. Do sho kuri a re 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 re. Ho 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 sikiri re re. Asana maha sarara. Shokuri re shikiri. Ho ko ye che 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 sho ko ye de 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 ho 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 sikirere oh sikirere oh sikirere ba 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 shandara bahashara sho ko rara sho ko ye de de sikirere she I worship you almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is all I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is all I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness, my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Do you feel that sweet, sweet anointing? It's right there where you are. The Holy Spirit is there with you now. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you are ministering to many people. I thank you that you are speaking to them in their thoughts, showing them a video, a picture in their mind, even a vision. And they can sense you and your presence. I thank you for answering their prayers right now, answered prayers right now. I see knees being healed. I see masses disappearing, tumors, cysts, aneurysms, abnormal growths disappearing instantly, cancer disappearing instantly, COPD disappearing instantly, all cardiovascular challenges healed and restored right now in Jesus' name. Anything missing, anything not functioning right, has full restoration and wholeness, restored back to wholeness in its entirety in Jesus' name. I see vision being restored, cataracts removed in Jesus' name. I see someone's neck completely healed, your spine, your muscles, your tendons, your ligaments totally healed and realigned. I see spinal realignment, arthritis, osteoporosis go in the name of Jesus. Blood sugar levels normalizing, pancreas being healed. Histamine, autoimmune challenges completely healed, gut challenges completely healed. Bladder challenges gone, infections gone, all pathogens commanded to die and be destroyed and now completely eradicated from you and your system. No negative challenges from any viruses, from any diseases, any sicknesses. Everything healed, healthy, whole, rejuvenated, and restored in Jesus' name. Minds, mental health challenges completely, completely healed. Brain challenges completely healed. Dementia, Alzheimer's, you go in the name of Jesus. No more will you plague our people. Infirmities, diseases, sicknesses, in Jesus' name, go. In Jesus' name. Fear challenges. God's perfect love is saturating everyone right now. Everyone right now. Everyone right now. In Jesus' name. God's perfect love casts out fear. Saturating every single person right now. Every disease, every sickness, every infirmity being healed right now. Gifts of healings are operating right now. Miracles are operating right now. A restorative work where only God can do because man cannot. Being done right this moment. Right now. There are angels of God in charge of finances. And those of you who are tithers, have tithers' rights. Those of you who've given above the tithe are entitled to 30, 60, and 100-fold return. I see God giving you a 100-fold return today, and the angels of God have been dispatched. In fact, the powers of heaven as well have been dispatched to bring that to your hands now. In Jesus' name, it has occurred. They've been sent. Have a glad expectation. Blockages, gone. Roadblocks, gone. Trauma, dispelled. Peace that passes all understanding is guarding your heart and minds right now. All trauma that had challenged you, it's as if it never happened now. As if it never happened. God heals the brokenhearted. Thank you, Lord, for healing everyone that has ever had a broken heart and being offended, being abused, being hurt, being betrayed, whatever it was. God's healing that heart spiritually and healing hearts physically right now in Jesus' name. Opening up ears physically and spiritually. Thank you, Lord. Enlightening the eyes. Enlightening the eyes. Enlightening the eyes in Jesus' name. Enlightening the eyes. Thank you, Lord. Enlightening the eyes. Thank you, Lord. Enlightening the eyes. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Boldness in place of fear. Perfect love in place of fear. Faith increased. Patience increased. All the gifts and fruit of the Spirit blossoming in each person. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Joy in place of mourning. Grief and depression, go in the name of Jesus. You'll not plague our people anymore. Feebleness, go in the name of Jesus. Weakness, go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Renew our strength as eagles in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for what you have done and what you're doing. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. I thank you, Lord. I praise you. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank 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 you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. The anointing is so strong. So strong. Receive it. Jump in that river. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, 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 thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Deafness, go in Jesus' name. Deaf and dumb spirit, go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Alzheimer's, dementia, go in the name of Jesus. Aging, go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Discouragement, go in the name of Jesus. Intimidation, inadequacy, go in the name of Jesus. Unworthiness, go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Woo-hoo! Wow, wow, wow. Praise you, God. I want to hear testimonies. I want to hear praise reports. Texts and emails, please. I know there's going to be a lot. I know there are a lot. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a perfect way to move into communion. Praise you, Lord. Psalm 105:37. That he brought Israel forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has brought silver and gold to ABCers, and there is not one feeble amongst us. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that when the death angel passed over the Hebrews in Egypt, it was because the blood of the Lamb, and they had their communion. They broke the bread and the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Lord God, that as we take today this communion, that on the same night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And as we eat this bread, we receive everything that God did for us. I thank you, Lord God, for making us whole, healed, restored, and rejuvenated. In Jesus' name, amen. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And we know that you died and that you were raised from the dead for us. And we thank you for this cup of blessing. We thank you, Lord, and we drink this in remembrance of you. In Jesus' name.